low to mid 50s. Throughout the day, becoming sunny Thursday. The afternoon high, the lower 70s to the mid 70s. Overnight again Thursday night, patchy fog, lows of 50s. No changes except for a few clouds added to the picture Friday afternoon. Partly sunny with the high temperatures of low to mid 70s. About the same each day for the weekend. Still dry with no fronts coming down yet. Ralph Sanji, WGSO.
It's the annual West End Christmas Boat Parade at New Orleans Lakefront. Beautifully illuminated yachts with Christmas themes and costume crew.
Oh.
Santa, Mrs. Claus, and the elves with light displays and Christmas music all leading the way. Other nautical artists usually join the festivities. Best viewing areas include Lakeshore Drive Seawall to Canal Boulevard. The annual West End Christmas Boat Parade, 5:30, Saturday, December 11th at New Orleans Lakefront.
The views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the hosts and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio, LLC.
And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me.
It's time to join Huck and Dave for 1 hour of educational news and conversation. They will discuss the current events that you are not going to hear on the mainstream media. The left wants to silence our free speech and take away our liberties. Huck and Dave want to open up the lines of communication and allow you, our listeners, to speak about what America wants. Call Huck and Dave for open discussions at 504-556-9696, or you can reach them at Liberty or Lockdown.live. Now, let's go live and direct to Huck and Dave for Liberty or Lockdown.
All right, welcome back. Dave, how are you doing?
I'm fabulous, thank you. How are you, Huck?
I'm good, good. So this is Liberty or Lockdown, and we had a break for Thanksgiving, and we're back. How was your Thanksgiving?
Oh, it was great, except that when you don't cook at home, you don't have leftovers. I had such a craving for turkey and dressing the next day. I had to go to Zapardo's and buy a little free plug there, buy some turkey and dressing at Zapardo's. Pete Zapardo and I went to high school together.
All right. Well, I had plenty of leftovers. I cooked for an army. You would have thought that I had like 50 people at my house because I don't know how to cook small.
Ah.
I could have given you some.
You got any left?
No, it's all gone now.
Oh.
And we had leftovers for a whole week. So I ended up bringing half of it to my brother's. He has 100 acres in Mississippi.
Wow.
And yeah, he raises cows. Lots of cows. So anyway, here we are.
Well, you know, on Thanksgiving Friday, there was something that just made so much sense. Yeah, right. We took the grandkids to City Park. My wife takes beautiful pictures every year. So we got a bunch of grandkids together, went to City Park, went and had the coffee and beignets in there. And when you got to go, if you want to go inside, you have to show your COVID vaccination. Well, you know, I have mine, but I stayed outside to order all of this stuff. But if you need to go to the bathroom, you got to show your COVID vaccination. Now, here's my little 5-year-old granddaughter and my 8-year-old granddaughter needing to go to the bathroom, and they can't go without showing a vaccination card. Right. Okay.
Children?
Children.
You're
so,
kidding. It's
no,
gone
I'm,
to that?
I am not kidding. I'm
that
not
is
kidding.
Disgusting.
So if you want to go in, you know, fortunately, you know, my son had the vaccination stuff or whatever. I don't know what it was. But the way they've got it set up. Now, remember, the idea is to prevent the spread of COVID, right? Okay, there's one door. Everybody, whether you're going to go sit inside or go to the bathroom, whatever, has to go through the one door.
Dave?
Yes?
Don't get me started.
I'm trying to get you started. So you go to the bathroom, and you would figure it would make sense to keep going out the other door. No. You turn around and go right back through the crowd, through the same door you came in. It makes such total sense.
Yeah. Okay. So I'm going to name drop. That's the problem I had with Mrs. Scott Walker, our city councilman, closing 3 of his 4 doors and traffic coming in and out of one door when he has four beautiful functioning doors, three next to that fourth one, and all of them are locked but one. So we have to go in and out and rub up against the next person. So COVID's real, right? But we can't social distance when you're walking in and out. I mean, you could wait for the person to come out, but it made no sense. And when I questioned him, oh God, you would have thought it was the end of the world. I mean, hey, so.
Who are you to question a politician anyway?
Yeah, right. Well, you know, that didn't end well for me, did it? So, here we go. Well, let's see. Do we have any COVID stats?
Well, I got a bunch of stuff to talk about.
I tell you
about.
What, before we do that, we got Micah on the line. Let's go ahead and get Micah real quick. Micah Murphy with Sons of God. Are you there?
Yes, I am.
All right. Thank you, Micah. Happy Thanksgiving. Merry Christmas.
Yeah. Happy everything. That was fun to hear about all that. I've had a few things like that happen to myself also where it's just like, you know, like, wait, like, you're telling me I can do this, but I can't do that. It doesn't make any sense.
Nothing makes sense these days.
We have to wear our guard to walk in the door of the restaurant, but once we get in, we can take it off.
Well, that's because COVID's fly at approximately 5 feet, 5 inches off the ground. And when you're walking in, it's right at nose level. But once you sit down, they're over your head.
Yes. So the way to get through this is to literally walk crouched down through the restaurant like you're sitting.
Yeah. It's I've had some other ones. It's funny. But but I'm glad y'all had a good time. It sounds like y'all had a really good time at City Park. But we have the Lord's been showing me some really, really exciting things. And I can't do the whole teaching right now, so if you want to hear it, my link is on y'all's website. Yep. I think y'all have it as Mike Murphy's website, and the teachings are on the YouTube channel once you get to the website. But the Lord had showed me that, you know, what happened with the election, with Trump not getting in, even though he is really the president, but the cheating and all that, that the devil had came in and he pulled a number on a lot, like we weren't expecting it. You know, I mean, the devil is real. He does actually do things. You know, he's not just like a little angel who sits in the corner and lies every now and then. He is actually trying to take over the world, you know, but he's not going to win, thankfully. But the Lord had showed me that we had needed a different type of, I think the word anointing is overused. The word anointing means set apart. But we needed a different type of prophetic ministry to come in, kind of like the difference between Samuel and Elijah. Like, they were both great. They were both from God. They were both of God. But if you look at Elijah, he killed, a few hundred prophets of Baal after he rained down the fire, and he brought in the prophetic word of the rain. You know, and so we see Samuel being an awesome prophet too, but not having that type of power from God. And it doesn't mean one's better than the other one. So the Lord showed me the reason that this was able to come in and they were able to steal it, and that because we needed a different type of ministry in the church. And so now what's happening is, the Lord showed me this the other night, the windows of heaven are starting to open, and it's really starting to happen. And the fountains of the deep, it's kind of like Noah's Ark, kind of like that was a shadow of things to come, and now it's kind of like happening. And so that's happening. So what we're fixing to get, and sometimes I do a lot of work on YouTube with the ministry and other, sometimes I'll hear prophets pop up, even though I don't really search for them, and I'll hear the same thing. And all of a sudden, I heard like four of them, and it was all like the same thing I was saying in the same week. And it just was confirmation, just to let everyone know that the windows of heaven are opening. So just start praying right now, because there's going to be a backlog of prophecies that are fixing to just come swooping in. But it's only going to be for the faithful. And real quick, and I'll pretty much end it with this. When Jacob saw that ladder of angels going up and down, and he called the place Bethel, he was afraid, it says, when he saw the ladder, because Jesus tells us that angels are reapers. So angels are what's giving us our harvest. And so that's where Job talks about, you know, the devil went up that angel. Angels are allowed to go up before the Lord, you know, and get and bring down harvest, and whether it's a good harvest or a bad harvest, but everything we do is a seed that brings a harvest. And so, you know, he said this is a dreadful place because he realized he had just stolen an inheritance and all this stuff. So what was his harvest going to be? But he made a sacrifice. But the point is that right now, if you are a faithful follower of the Lord, you be encouraged because you're fixing to get a backlog of prophecies and promises from God are fixing to just hit. So don't be weary and well-doing. Don't draw back. Don't start saying negative things. Stay encouraged. Keep the faith and just keep praying because we're fixing to see some awesome, awesome things and the winds of heaven are going to happen. And this is going to happen in your personal life, but it's also going to happen in the governments of the world. And it's going to be awesome. And the Lord, one last thing.
We'll be right back.
Got to go to break.
We're going to go to break. We'll be right back. I don't hear it.
Don't hear anything. Is Maritime Matters. Listen in on WGSO 990 AM, Wednesdays, 7 p.m. Central. I'm a graduate of the Federal Military Service Academy, veteran naval officer with many truths to tell and warnings to give. Talking about history, all things maritime, and much more. Program centers on our water's edge, maritime borders, and international rights of way as integral parts of our important civil defense and national security systems and the maritime dangers we are now facing.
Join me, Mitch Gibbs, for our exciting 10th season in the Red Zone covering Saints football all season long at the Hilton Riverside in the Spirits Bar.
Serving the Gulf South from New Orleans. WGSO. New Orleans News Radio. WGSO.
Celebrating 75 years, we are the community voice of the Crescent City, WGSO 990 AM.
Hello, this is David Jeremiah. Join me each weekday morning at 5:30 or 6:30 for Turning Point here on Talk Radio 990 AM.
Okay. Hey, Dad, how do airplanes fly? What's in this box? Can I touch this? Where does sand come from? Is this tree good for climbing? What happens if I mix these two things together? How are babies made? What does this thing do?
Kids are curious about everything, including guns. Talking to them about gun safety in your home is a good first step, but you can do more. Always keep your guns locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Storing your guns securely is the best way to prevent family fire, including unintentional shootings. For more information on safe gun storage and ways to keep your family safe, visit endfamilyfire.org. That's endfamilyfire.org.
What do we keep in the attic? What's this thing called? Can I ride my bike backwards?
Like I said, kids are curious. It's up to us to keep them safe. Brought to you by End Family Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
Everything Old is New Again is moving from Saturday at 1 to Saturday at 9 a.m. on WGSO 990 a.m. That's Everything Old is New Again.
Hey, folks, it's Jeff.
And Mimi.
Cruer. Join us Mondays at 5 p.m.
for He Said, She Said,
where we discuss
and debate the hot topics of the day
in this crazy world we're living in. You can listen to us on WGSO 990 a.m., WGSO.com,
and Facebook Live.
You never know what we might say, but we'll always know that I'm right.
Well, you know now I'm Mrs. Right.
So we'll see you each and every Monday at 5 p.m. for
He Said, She Said.
I pledge allegiance to this flag.
All right. Welcome back to Liberty or Lockdown. Dave, I guess we can go from here on talk about the COVID stats.
Yeah, you keep hearing on the news about the Omicron variant, or a lot of people are saying, oh my God, variant, it's going to kill us. It's going to come get us all. Well,
talking to them up.
Do we really have I'm throwing this out there because I believe the answer is no. Do we really have a test that's sensitive enough to tell the difference between the alpha and the beta and the lambda and the omicron? You know, if somebody takes a test, it takes 3 days to get back their results. I don't think we have something that's that sensitive that quick. And all of a sudden, we quit having any of the other variants. They're all omicron, right? Well, the other day, yesterday, I read that the omicron variant has showed up in Nigeria. What it meant was that one person in Nigeria supposedly tested positive. There's 213 million people in Nigeria. Okay, and then yesterday we saw a report that said Omicron has made its way to the United States. That is, as of yesterday, there was one person who supposedly tested positive. Today, there's two more. This is out of 333 million people. And if you go to the World Health Organization website, they're not sure how serious it is. They're not sure how quickly it's transmissible. But it's the latest thing to terrify us with. All of this stuff is just a satanic conspiracy to terrify us. If you get sick, go see your doctor.
Exactly.
If you want to get vaccinated, go get vaccinated.
That's right. That's right.
So the
it's your choice. It should be your choice.
Yeah, the numbers in Louisiana are just ridiculously low. If you go to libertyorlockdown.live, click on the More tab, and you can see Mr. Prentice's statistics. It's not really my stats. It's from the Louisiana Department of Health. And the number of people dying every day attributed to this is like four or fewer. Now, there's about 133 people that die every day in Louisiana, and less than four are attributed to COVID. And it was really funny. Yesterday, we had three people in Jefferson Parish came back from the dead. The number of deaths in Jefferson Parish was negative three. So I guess what that means is that somebody died and they said, oh, it was COVID, and later said, no, it wasn't COVID after all. So our present death rate in Jefferson Parish is negative. People are rising from the dead. And the number of people testing positive, you know, the per 100,000 is less than five per 100,000. So this would be like if you go to the Superdome tonight, packed to the rafters, and maybe four people had a positive test out of 80-some thousand people.
Not a pandemic.
Oh, no. This thing has been over for such a while. But Biden, of course, is continuing to push his mandate, and it keeps losing in the courts over and over and over again. The courts have said, no, you don't have the authority to do that for non-government employees.
Yeah,
for federal
right.
employees, okay, yeah, he has the authority. But there's been a number of lawsuits filed there. But it's just ridiculous. It's panic. It's all hype.
That's well, it. I know my niece in Mississippi was calling me trying to figure out how she could get an exemption, a medical exemption or religious exemption. So I looked it up, and I did not know this until 2 days ago, but Mississippi doesn't have any laws on the books, or actually they don't. Like Louisiana, we have very good laws that allow us to be medically exempt, religiously exempt, or even philosophically exempt. And Mississippi doesn't allow that up until yesterday when the Attorney General, I guess Jeff Landry here in Louisiana, filed that lawsuit against Biden. It stopped Mississippi from all states from pushing the mandate onto the employees.
Good. And if somebody's panicking, saying, I don't know what to do, there are a number of websites that will help you. One I know of is Liberty Council. So it's lc.org. So you can always go to them and see if they can help you.
Also, healthfreedomla.org.
Yeah.
I have a lot of great information on that website as well.
So if you go to many restaurants and stores and so forth, they can't wait on you because they don't have enough people, can't get enough employees. But yet hospitals are going to fire nurses who don't get vaccinated. Yeah, they've got so many extra nurses they can afford to do that, right?
Yeah, exactly. And something on the funny side, did you know that the World Health Organization skipped over Greek letters NU and XI in order to name the new variant Omicron, so not to offend the Chinese president, XI?
I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know the Greek alphabet because I like reading the New Testament in Greek, but I just never made that connection.
Yes. They purposely skipped over the Greek alphabet in order not to offend the CCP president.
Well, the next letter is pi, so I guess we're going to get all sick with pi.
Or pie in the eye. All right. Well, anyway, we have a member from the Women's Republican Club in New Orleans, Juliette Laughlin, who's such a huge activist here in New Orleans. We absolutely love and adore her. She's a hard worker, and this is to her credit. She sends me these notes, these emails. And so early voting is through December 4th, and she follows all of this very closely, and I trust her voting judgment. She has an impeccable knowledge and understanding and love for what's going on here in New Orleans. And so here we go. She wants to thank God Kristen Palmer is out. And we voted down three of the four constitutional amendments. Yes. Her first choice and then explanations. So Sheriff Marlon Guzman, sigh.
Yeah, he's so great. Lesser of two evils.
Yes, exactly. City Council District Stephanie Bridges, endorsed by three candidates in the primary. And none on both propositions to renew Liberty Tax, property tax. No, I'm sorry. No on both propositions to renew on Liberty Tax and property
library tax.
Oh, library. I'm sorry. I even have my glasses on. City Council District E. Cindy Wynn, Criminal District Court, Austin Baden, City Council District B, Jay Banks, and City Council District D, Eugene Green. That's who she recommends. And, of course, she's recommending the better of two evils, too, huh?
Yeah.
I mean, I guess. Sheriff Marlon Guzman. As is often the case in New Orleans, our choice is the lesser of two evils. Susan Hudson is endorsed by the ACLU.
Anti-Christian Liberties Union.
There you go. And DA Jason Williams, one of the 14 DAs funded by George Soros. He's soft on crime, wants fewer inmates, something Jason Williams accomplished by dismissing 937 out of 111 violent felonies. Two-thirds defendants escaped any legal consequences, dismissing 65% felony property crimes and more than 50% of all felony cases brought. That's sad.
Boy, reminds me when Edwin Edwards was running for re-election, he said he felt bad for a one-armed man because he couldn't hold his nose and pull the lever at the same time.
I like Dave. He's always cracking these silly jokes. So we have a guest coming on possibly next week, and I was reading over some things that he had sent, an email, and I wanted to read some of this to you all so we could actually talk about it, Dave, you and I, with our guests. We have some callers on the line. Matthew from Metairie. Let's go ahead and get Matthew from Metairie before we read this. Matthew, you there?
Okay. I'm here. So Friday, I heard about Audubon on Gab, and I was like, uh-oh. So I have to start immediately trying to dive into anybody give me any information. And it's confirmed. Omnicon will give you the sniffles.
It's going to kill you.
The sniffles?
Apparently, everybody gets better by the time the test is confirmed that it's Omnicon gets back. The only way they can confirm that is with a scanning electron microscope, I guess.
Yeah, even World Health Organization says we're not sure how bad it is.
Well, the lady from South Africa.
The original South African doctor said it's put nobody in the hospital, vaccinated or unvaccinated. But of course, the news media, which is funded by Pfizer, mentioned the fact that it hasn't put any unvaccinated people in the hospital. They said it hasn't put any vaccinated people in the hospital.
Yeah.
So go out and get your mRNA.
Well, we got to go on a break.
And your booster.
All right. We'll be right back. This is Liberty or Lockdown.
Chicken, chicken, chicken. Some of them old balls down in the Louisiana legislature are willing to let teachers teach our kids that all white people are inherently racist. And that Louisiana is a racist state and that America is a racist country. Them old bars are too chicken to stand up for America. They ought to be put out on the chicken farm.
Hi, I'm Roz. Join me every Friday at 1 p.m. for Roz and the Rocks, where we will mix it all up with cocktails and conversation with area persons of interest. Stay in the know as we discuss upcoming events, personal stories, cocktail recipes, and shake-up drinks, all during our Thirsty Thursday show, Roz and the Rocks at 1 p.m., right here on WGSO 990 AM.
WGSO, from the Fuca Ray
to Funchal Square,
things have changed. WGSO, do you know what it means to love New Orleans?
Celebrating 75 years, we are the community voice of the Crescent City, WGSO 990 AM.
Brian Diaz with the NOLA Drink Show. Join me as we explore the world of drink and food in New Orleans and beyond. Mondays from 7 to 8 p.m. right here on WGSO. Exclusive content at NOLADrinks.com. Cheers, y'all.
More and more Americans are listening on American ground. Listen each Saturday from noon to 1 p.m. with Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr.
Maybe your portfolio should resemble your dinner. Slowly cultivated, locally produced, and sustainable.
Join us at 5 p.m. Mondays for the Slow Money Show.
Louisiana Radio Network News, I'm Kevin Gallagher. Many of you may still be able to score $100 just for getting your first COVID shot in Louisiana. Here's Dave Brannan.
As we hear from Cherie Talion, who's in charge of the state Shot for $100 vaccine incentive program, it's growing in popularity.
We have extended it through the end of the year. We've seen a pretty large pickup here in the past couple of days of November.
The debit cards go to first-time vaccine recipients, though college students can receive just one of the debit cards, whether it's their first or second shot.
I think this $100 kind of pushes them to, well, let me go now before they run out. I'll get an extra $100 for Christmas.
For more information, visit shotfor100.com. I'm Dave Brennan.
The New Orleans Saints go into tonight's matchup with the Dallas Cowboys minus three starters. Alvin Kamara, Ryan Ramczyk, and Teron Armstead are all out with knee injuries. Quarterback Taysom Hill has been nursing a foot injury but is expected to start for the black and gold tonight. Kickoff 7:20 in the Caesars Superdome. This is news on LRN.
Why is sugarcane so popular in Louisiana? 16,000 jobs annually, $7 million in tax dollars for roads, schools, and first responders. It's a $3 billion industry. Sugarcane, number one in Louisiana. Learn more at lacane.org.
LSU Tiger fans, keep up with all the action with Tiger Rag's daily e-newsletter. Subscribe now by going to TigerRag.com. You can also receive breaking information on Twitter at Tiger_Rag. For 42 years, Tiger Rag Magazine, the Bible of LSU sports.
Not just anybody can make the perfect Sazerac. And not just anybody can offer Louisiana's hospitality industry the perfect workers' comp coverage. The Louisiana Restaurant Association's SIF team knows what hospitality businesses need. We truly care about your team's safety and your success. Everybody who's anybody goes with LRA Workers' Comp. Ask around. In this business, word of mouth is everything.
Bark, 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 bark. Chicken, chicken, chicken. Some of them old bars down in the Louisiana legislature are willing to let teachers teach our kids that all white people are inherently racist, and that Louisiana is a racist state, and that America is a racist country. Them old bars are too chicken to stand up for America. They ought to be put out on the chicken farm.
WGSO, across the Gulf South, a great new way. WGSO.
Celebrating 75 years, we are the community voice of the Crescent City. WGSO 990 AM.
Everything old is new again is changing time from 1 o'clock on Saturdays to 9 a.m. WGSO 990 AM. David Cohen, what do you think?
Well, we've got to wake up earlier, but I'm just as excited for 9 o'clock.
How about that? Everything old is new again. Going to wake up New Orleans every Saturday morning on WGSO 990 at 9 a.m. Stop brewing the coffee. Let's get going here. We got to start early here. Oh, boy. All right.
Moving, redecorating? Let New Orleans Habitat help. The New Orleans Restore accepts donations of gently used furniture, appliances, cabinets, and more. Drop off your donation today at one of our two locations, 2425 Williams Boulevard in Kenner or 2900 Allegian Fields in New Orleans. Or schedule a free pickup online at habitat-nola.org. Your donation helps provide affordable home ownership for deserving local families. Great stuff, great deals, great cause.
All right. Welcome back to Liberty or Lockdown. We are approaching the end of our segment, or the middle to the end, right?
Somewhere
around there. It goes very quickly. So we have my friend and mentor, Sharon Bolin from Sharon Bolin Ministries. Sharon, are you there?
I'm here. Good afternoon, Martha. How are y'all doing?
We're doing great. We miss you here in New Orleans.
I miss you guys, too.
We miss your ministry, and I was just, you know, Sharon's been on my mind every day this week and last week, and she's a dear friend of mine, and so I've reached out to call her, and I asked her to call in, and let's talk about these healing quilts that you have, blankets.
Thanks, Martha. Hello, New Orleans. Good to be on and miss all of you all. Just want to let you know, just a quick synopsis of my testimony. Years ago, I was dying of an illness. I was coming out of the modeling industry, and you know, I had a great career, but got very ill, and ended up coming home to my parents and laying in a sick bed for 2 years, dying of an illness the doctors couldn't diagnose. In that two-year period, I began to open up the Bible because I could not find any way to be healed. And I said, well, God, if your word has healing power, let's see if it really works for me. And I began to open up the scriptures, and I found scriptures that had to do with, by his stripes you were healed, I will bring you health and cure, I will cure you, I'm the God that healeth thee. And so I would lay in the bed at night, and I would take those pages in the Bible, and I'd open, and I would put it on my heart, or my body, or my, you know, my arm, or my neck, whatever was bothering me, that I would just lay.
We lost
Hello,
you.
Hello, you there?
Word healed me. I mean, I took it literally. Not only did I memorize it and think about it, but I did it. And I got a miraculous healing. And over the years, the Lord has spoken to me because I'm in the healing ministry. We see a lot of miracles in our ministry. But I was given an idea to create this healing blanket. It is absolutely stunning. And we just launched this 2 weeks ago. It has all the healing scriptures that I memorized when I was sick woven in this blanket. It's made in the USA, and it says, I am the Lord that healeth thee, right front and center, but lots of scriptures woven throughout. So when you're sick or you're in the hospital or you're at home or you're in a nursing home and you just need to feel encouraged, you wrap yourself in the Word. So instead of taking your Bible and touching your body, those scriptures are actually woven on a blanket, and you wrap yourself in the Word. And I'm telling you, we have just had so many people order these blankets in the last 2 weeks. We only have 1,000 in the warehouse, but they're going fast. Makes a great Christmas gift, very unique. Think about how many people you know right now in the hospital, sick, going through COVID or surgery or whatever. Imagine how they feel the comfort of God, and what a way to lay there wrapping yourself in the Word and touching that Word and experiencing God's healing power. So I wanted to make that available to all your listeners today, Martha. And you can order the blanket at SharonBolin.com, and it's just S-H-A-R-O-N, Bolin, B as in boy, O-L-A-N, as in now, SharonBolin.com. It's called the Healing Blanket. And I am excited about what God is doing with this blanket. We have people even out of country. I've had people from other countries ordering these blankets. So it's a hit, and they're just we're doing super well. I believe we're going to blast through 1,000 very quickly. So go ahead and get your order in today. It makes a fantastic Christmas gift. It's unique, one of a kind. Nobody's got it. We patented it. So I am excited to present this to people and have them experience healing.
And I want to tell my listeners out there that I've experienced plenty of healings through this ministry. Just from meeting Sharon, you know, over 10 years ago, I've witnessed the power of the Holy Spirit through her ministry. I've seen how much she labors in prayer day in and day out. It's just incredible the relationship that she has with our Father and the time that she spends with the Lord and the time that she's spending for us. And it's a labor of love. And so I know that the Holy Spirit actually does work through oil, anointing oils and healing blankets and things like this. So please, I encourage you to purchase one of these blankets and expect a miracle. Expect the Lord to touch you. This is not, you know, sometimes you go on TV and you'll see a lot of those fake infomercials and they're, you know, they don't sit well with you. This is not like that. You would actually be missing out by not purchasing this quilt. If you have someone who's suffering from any type of infirmity, I strongly suggest you purchase this quilt and you lay it on top of them and you sit back in faith and you watch what the Lord does. He will heal them.
Yeah, and the blanket is, it looks like a throw. Again, it's made in the USA and it's actually made from jacquard loom. So it's woven. It's loomed, machine woven, and it's intricately designed. It's a light cream off-white color, and it's the verses are done in a cocoa brown, but it matches any home decor. But what an inspirational gift to give to someone, and something so unique, because, you know, we give so many gifts, and, you know, people, maybe they use it, maybe they don't. Maybe, you know, it's makeup or jewelry, or you wear it here and there, but imagine having a blanket that you can look at every day. And also, we put it in a beautiful zippered frosted bag. So if you want to travel with it, I include that bag with every order. But it is certainly something I'm excited about and very proud to say it's made in the USA, because I wanted to support USA businesses with this. So again, you can order at Sharon Bolan, Bolan.com.
All right. Well, thank you so much. And I'm going to place an order for two tonight when I get home. And I encourage all of my friends. So, and you don't have too many left. So hurry up and place your order at SharonBolan.com. Thank you so much, Sharon. The Lord bless you.
Thank you. God bless you.
All right. Thank you. All right. There you go. We're going to put Sharon Bolan's ministries on our website. You can go onto that website, Liberty or lockdown.live.
Click on the more tab.
Mm-hmm. And you'll be able to go there, or you can go straight to her website, Sharon Bolan, Bolan.com, and you can purchase the blankets that way. All right. What do we have?
Well, we were kind of touching on this before, and I heard a news report earlier on the radio that there's a lot of Democrats in Congress that are sort of pushing back against Biden, saying, come on, back off on all these mandates. They've lost consistently in court, and we've got an election coming up in 11 months. Don't cost us the election because of something you're determined to do. You know, the number of cases has dropped off so dramatically, and among those who are getting, you know, whatever variant it is, a lot of those have already been vaccinated, which lets you know, gee, how effective are these vaccines, right? So anyway, of course, even if Biden says, okay, I'll withdraw it, you and I agree that Biden's not the boss here. He's a puppet. People are pulling his puppet strings, and somebody's pulling their puppet strings. But ultimately, it goes back to there's a satanic conspiracy going on to shut us down, to shut down the spread of the gospel. Missionaries can't travel around the globe right now. You know, at the beginning when we had all of these positive tests for various variants, whatever they were, okay, eventually there were some reactions to that. Now we hear that there's one Omicron variant. Oh, let's shut down travel. This is one out of 330 million or 213 million. This is just something to try to stop missionaries from going overseas.
Yeah, it's just trying to stop the world from functioning, you know.
Shut everything
Democrat
down.
Democrat lunacy. They've gone crazy. They've lost their minds.
Yeah.
And they think that we have to obey them. I have a friend by the name of Frank Aquila who I'm going to try and get him back on the show next week. So I'm going to cite some things from him. Left-wing lunacy continues into November with Democrats losing a statewide election in Virginia as voters are angry at the direction the Democrats want to take America.
Yeah.
Right? But and they're angry at full government control. We don't want full government control.
Right.
And so we get to see what happens. Voters are coming out and they flipped it from blue to red.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh,
so
yeah.
They're angry at empty shelves, skyrocketing crime, high gas prices, soaring inflation, mounting debt, hate and division, indoctrination of children, gender confusion.
Oh, yeah.
Mass migration and the destruction of middle class.
Speaking of gender confusion, when we get back from the break, I want to bring that up. Some people are so open-minded that their brains fell out. So I want to talk about a case like that up in Pennsylvania.
Oh, that's not a pretty sight to see someone's brains fall out. All right, this is Liberty or Lockdown. We will be back shortly.
Hey, Uncle Sam, put your name at the top of his list. And a statue of Liberty started shaking her fist and...
Some people in the Louisiana legislature want to permit the teaching of critical race theory in our state. That theory says that if two babies are born today, one black baby and one white baby, that the white baby is the mean racist oppressor of the black baby, and that the black baby is the weak, incompetent victim of the white baby. Unbelievable. Those people say that the innocent white baby by his DNA is bad and racist, and the black baby by his DNA is a weak victim who can never succeed. Only a total fool would believe or accept this idiocy. Yet they want to teach this foolishness to Louisiana's young people. Please call your legislator today and raise some sand.
Catch all the action of Ragin' Cajuns football this season only on the community voice of the Crescent City, WGSO 990 AM.
Peek into Brennan's, the Grand Dame restaurant on historic Royal Street in the French Quarter, to find The Roost, a quintessential and elegant southern bar overlooking a lush courtyard that welcomes all to partake in the merriment of New Orleans. The amusing aviary-inspired bar is home not only to the most progressive wine and food experience in New Orleans, but also an innovative cocktail program of traditional classics with distinctly relevant twists by the hand of lead bartender Lou Brow. Pop in and celebrate at Brennan's, Roost Bar at any hour of the day. Your Caribbean milk punch awaits.
Serving the Gulf South from New Orleans. WGSO, New Orleans News Radio. WGSO.
Celebrating 75 years, we are the community voice of the Crescent City. WGSO 990 AM.
Hi, I'm Pat Swilling. One of the things I love about Louisiana is its beautiful natural landscapes and its unique sceneries. Let's preserve it. Please don't trash Louisiana with propane cylinders that are no longer certified. Bring these cylinders to your propane dealer so that they may dispose of them safely. Be a saint, and let's keep Louisiana beautiful.
This safety message is brought to you by the Louisiana Liquefied Petroleum Gas Commission and the Louisiana Propane Industry.
Join me, BJ Rust, every weekday at 6 p.m. for the Something to Say radio show. We'll talk sports, music, current events, everything in between. That's weekdays 6 p.m. only on WGSO 990 AM.
For cutting-edge news and talk about southeastern Louisiana, there's simply no better place than the John Mason Show every Tuesday and Wednesday at 1 p.m. broadcasting live from New Orleans on WGSO 990 AM.
Oh, ain't that America? You and me. Ain't that America? Something to see, baby. Ain't that America?
All right, welcome back to Liberty or Lockdown. I wanted to talk a little bit about the left-wing lunacy, right?
Oh.
I mean, they're losing their minds. Like you said, their skulls are open and their brains are falling out.
They're so open-minded that their brains are falling out.
There you go. I just rephrased it for you. Anyway, so we have a lot of issues here. I think Democrats hate the America we love.
Yeah.
And I think that it's not just Democrats. I'm going to be fair here. It's Republicans, too. We have some Republicans that need to just admit that they're really Democrats.
Yeah.
They're not really Republicans. You can't be a Republican and have the same behavior that the Democrats are having and do the same things that they're doing. Their sole mission is to destroy what our founding fathers built for us, and that's to be a free nation.
Yeah. If it looks like a duck and quacks like a duck, it's probably a rhino.
That's right. So this is all from Frank Aquila, right? He is the one who wrote this. I want to give you his email address if you want to reach out to Frank. It's mantecarepublicans@yahoo.com. Frank Aquila is the president of San Joaquin Stanislaus Conservative Patriots, and the author of the book Sarah Palin Out of Nowhere. So we'll be having him on either next week or the week after.
Okay.
But anyway, so some of the things that he talked about is really interesting. The Democrats are the media lapdogs.
Yeah.
The media, the Democrats' lapdogs. The media. Yeah.
What you hear on the news every day is the person reading the news just reads what's put in front of them. They're getting it from somewhere. You know, their news network is sending them out these things. You know, the other day somebody was reading the news and they talked about all of these hundreds of positive tests. Yeah, that's after 4 days of zero positive tests from Thanksgiving weekend. And they were trying to make it seem like, oh, look out, it's going to come get you. And it was just a 4 to 5 day average.
Right. So Frank Aquila was talking about they're just reaching into their old tricks. Everything's about racism.
Yeah.
Why they didn't win, even though the lieutenant governor-elect Republican Winsome Sears is now the first woman of color to be elected in Virginia statewide.
Oh, but that was just a sneaky thing on the part of the white supremacists to vote for a black female.
Yeah, crazy, huh? And so MSNBC guests call her a black mouth, and this is quotations, for white supremacist practices.
Wow.
Can you imagine even saying something like that? I mean, how dare them, the audacity to even speak those words?
Well, you and I must be closed-minded, so our brains are still in our heads.
I can't even think that way. You're right. I must be very closed-minded. My mind doesn't even think like that. It's repulsive.
Yeah.
It's racist.
Yep.
So that leads me, you know, here it is. I don't like to talk about this subject because it gets so many people riled up. But I'm riled up right now, too, so you need to be as well.
Go ahead.
I never realized, you know, I grew up here in New Orleans, and this is a melting pot of different cultures and races. My mother is from Guatemala. My first speaking language is Spanish. I lived in Central America until I was almost 5 years old. New Orleans is a beautiful culture of every ethnicity. And I never grew up with the mindset that I even saw someone's race until Obama became president.
Yeah.
And when Obama became president, that's when that president put it in our minds to look at people for their color.
Identity politics.
And not for their works, their hard deed, you know, like their good works or
So we're judged not by the content of our character, but by the
color
of our
skin. And who said not to do that?
Yeah, Martin Luther King.
Right. So here we are doing the very thing that we should know better not to do. We should not be doing that. It's disgusting. So I'm finding out that there are a lot more black people that are racist towards white people than I ever knew.
Yeah.
I did not know that. I'm sorry. I did not know that. And so this whole big white supremacy thing, I'm sure that they had all of that going on at some point in time, but not in my lifetime. I've never seen it. I've never experienced it until Obama became president. And now I'm seeing it from some, not all and not many, some of the people in the black community hate white people. They hate them, and it's disgusting. It doesn't, hatred does not come from the Lord, first of all. So whatever's going on there, that needs to stop.
Yeah.
Yeah. Actual voters are disgusted by school districts allowing male students wearing skirts in girls' locker rooms, where some female students have been raped.
And beyond that, here's a little news blurb. Penn swimmer who competed as a male for three seasons, now dominating women's swimming. In Pennsylvania, there's this guy who was a mediocre male competitor in swimming. So he said, well, I identify as a female. He's won every race against the women. And because people are so stupid, they say, oh, well, we have to accommodate him and let him race against women because he feels like a woman. So all of the girls that are trying to compete for scholarships and so forth, they're missing out because of this guy. So you can go look that up for Penn swimmer dominating women's swimming.
Again, disgusting. It's disgusting. There are only two genders, whether you care to believe that or not. And that is it. And you can call me whatever you want. I don't care. We also have, you know, parents are disgusted with this critical race theory. Yeah. Critical race theory, it brings more racial tension and tells white students they're evil.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, since I have the genes for light skin color, therefore I'm automatically going to be a racist.
A Virginia 6-year-old girl was told in her school that she was born evil because she is white.
Yeah.
You know, parents protest these woke school borders. Biden's Department of Justice, DOJ, has conducted 20 full FBI SWAT unit raids on the parents targeted in the name of domestic terrorism. One mother, Sharona Bishop, a mother of three in Grand Junction, Colorado, had her front door broke down with a battering ram and handcuffed with no explanation. I mean, this is where we're at. Lunacy. Yeah. And this is all, you can find all this from Frank Aquila. He's the president of San Juan Stanislaus.
Where is it?
I don't even know how to say that.
San Joaquin. Stanislaus, conservative patriots.
There you go. Because we want to give him the credit. This is his work. I'm just reading to you. But let me tell you something. Everything that Frank is saying here, I've read every one of these articles. And this is factual. Everything that he's talking about is factual. So here we go.
Such an attempt to turn one American against another American. You know, when I grew up, I had friends, and people would want to know, is he black or white? Wait, I got to stop or think about it. I didn't care. It's just my friends. But now, oh, no, you know, you got to be identified by the color of your skin, not the content of your character.
My 11-year-old even asked me, Mom, why do they keep saying that? Yeah. My 11-year-old, why do they keep saying that that's the person's color? He said, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
But for some people, it does. How can we be treated equal? You want equality, but yet you don't want equality.
Yeah.
It doesn't make sense. So anyway, Frank Aquila was talking about a whistleblower from the DOJ. DOJ has come forward to reveal the FBI created a threat tag as part of a controversial memo issued by Biden's Attorney General Merrick Garland of the counterterrorism targeting of outraged parents, as well as investigating criminal activity. The battle lines are drawn on one side with Biden's administration with their armed agents, and on the other side, parents who oppose government outreach. The DOJ and FBI are trying to intimidate parents. We need to stand together, and we need to fight back. Christians, wake up. Non-Christians, wake up. America, wake up. Louisiana, New Orleans, wake up. This is not just a democratic thing. This is political. And so we need to stand up and fight for our children. Forced vaccinations is a big no-no.
Amen. Right. Preach it, sister.
Well, we'll see you next Thursday. The Lord bless you, and thank you so much. Liberty or Lockdown, I'm Huck.
And Dave.
All right. See you next week.
She's golden rule, teaches school. Some folks say it isn't cool, but she says the pledge of allegiance anyway. He's got the red.
Some people in the Louisiana legislature want to permit the teaching of critical race theory in our state. That theory says that if two babies are born today, one black baby and one white baby, that the white baby is the mean, racist oppressor of the black baby. And that the black baby is the weak, incompetent victim of the white baby. Unbelievable. Those people say that the innocent white baby by his DNA is bad and racist, and the black baby by his DNA is a weak victim.